and that actually a committee that the board if the board has a question, that it was assigned somebody to, you know, to handle that.
Dave, can you put me on the stack? I have a motion.
There's no
to refer.
Stack. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, am I the only person? Okay. I would like to request that the Corporate Counsel Committee that originally developed or considered that previous process, that we revisit it and come back to the PMB with a concrete motion that addresses some of these other questions.
I second that, please.
Point of information?
Yes.
It was my understanding that this existing proposal that you're making came out of that committee.
Yes, and I initiated it.
So why would we need to go back to committee?
Because it's incomplete, and we have other issues, and it's...
That's not... Lydia's proposal did not come out of that committee. Only what I read came out of the committee.
Right, exactly. But I'm saying at the time we were in committee, I had initiated some of that... I had initiated some of those concepts, so...
That's correct.
It's just incomplete at the moment. And We don't have a motion to bring right now, at this hour of the night. So I'm suggesting that we go to committee, and we worked very effectively together. I think we can, and Greg is on it, and we can efficiently generate something for.
I'd like to be on the stack, please.
Okay, I want to clarify something. In the past, the committee was meeting in executive session, and the question would be whether. This discussion would be publicly noticed and take place in public, or would it be a matter for executive session?
My personal feeling is that the process aspect of it could certainly be in public session, and unless somebody raises an issue that would affect the process that would be of a confidential nature at that juncture, we could adjourn to an executive session.
Okay. Ken?
Thank you, Chair. Urge voting. I guess I would like to amend the proposal to allow the proposal as read by Greg to serve as an interim policy for communication with council until the council committee develops a permanent policy.
Chair, I think it was on the stack. Is there a second to the motion? Hearing none, it fails for lack of a second.
Mr. Chair, I think it was on the stack. It's Sandy.
I'm sorry, I second. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
think I
seconded. Sandy, go ahead.
I was about to say I was glad to hear everybody suddenly on this call talk about financial matters and awareness of what this might cost. Most attorneys that I've run into aren't cheap. I don't know what the fee structure is here exactly, but we have to be very wary of the fact that we could run up quite a bill. I would suggest that we do refer this to committee, and until we have a good structure in place, that we not go running to counsel. Just because we've hired this gentleman to help us here doesn't mean that we have to use or abuse the resource. I think we're putting the foundation at risk without a good policy. I would move to refer this to the coordinating committee. They may be able to move expeditiously in the matter and have something at hand when we meet in New York.
Okay, there's been a motion which I believe substitutes for both to move it to coordinating committee. There's been a second. Ken, how much time is left?
We have 2 minutes left.
Left. Okay, well, then as per our prior agreement, we're going to go ahead and move to a vote unless there's a motion to extend time. Hearing none, will you call the roll? This is the motion to substitute a referral of the entire matter to the coordinating committee.
Point of order?
Yes.
Does the substitute motion get voted on before the main motion?
Yes.
I actually think that the main motion, first you work on the amendment of the main motion, then you work on the main motion. What Mr. Wyman should have said is, I will substitute this motion if the main motion is defeated. But there's a main motion with an amendment already there.
No, The intent of the motion is to refer the whole matter to the coordinating committee and not take action.
Upon information?
Yes.
Motion to refer takes precedence over the main motion as well as the amendments.
But it's presented as a substitute motion.
The intent is clear, and the intent is to refer the entire thing. That is the way I'm going to
right.
take it.
Point of information?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I didn't even really hear Sandy Weinman use the word substitute. He just moved to refer it to coordinating committee.
Right.
Thank you. Will you call the roll, please, on the motion to refer the matter to the coordinating committee?
Okay. So we're acknowledging it did not have the word substitute in it?
It was a motion to refer.
Okay. Thank you. Ray LaForest? I can't hear. Ray LaForest? Did anyone hear what he said?
He said yes.
Bob Letterer?
Yes, pass.
I think he said pass.
Yes.
Bob Letterer?
Pass.
Alan Minsky?
Yes.
Don White?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Teresa Allen says yes. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Ken Freeland?
No.
Rip Robin?
No.
A.C. Bird?
Epstein.
Bob Robinson?
Absolutely not, no.
Sarv Rondawa? Sarv?
Pass.
Yes. Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
No.
No. Mary Bird?
No.
LaVarne Williams?
Same answer as Rob. No.
Ray LaForest?
Can you state for me what we're voting on again? I'm sorry. I got it on my
phone.
This is to move all the entire question to the coordinating committee. It's a motion to refer.
Rather than to.
To go to the corporate council committee and basically putting off the table the question of whether the motion would be in force, the previously suggested policy would be in force in the interim.
Vote yes.
No.
Patty Heffley? Patty?
No.
Bob Letterer?
No.
All right. And Sarv?
No.
All right. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No.
Okay, that fails. The next item is whether the policy proposed that Greg had read, and I'll ask him to reread it, will be in force while we're developing a modified policy. Can you reread it, Greg?
The committee further recommends that in the future, when a member of the PMB has a question for counsel, that it should be sent to the entire board via the chair before requesting a legal opinion. Staff makes an inquiry and reports back to the board information on how the question was posed. Context should be provided. Same consideration should apply when the board informs staff on its inquiries. The committee suggests that attorney inquiries by board include the assignment of a specific person to make the approach and the precise questions being posed.
I am unclear on whether the motion, my understanding of the motion as it's written is that any board member may make a request, but that it just is made through the chair. Is that correct?
Before requesting, yes.
Okay.
Sent to the entire board via the chair or requesting an opinion.
Okay. All those in favor of having that be our policy while we're developing another policy, please vote yes. If you're opposed to it, vote no. Can you call the roll, Teresa?
I hope. Who is going to send this to me?
I can send it to you right now or to the entire board if you wish.
Please send it to the whole board. Can
Thank
you go
you.
Ahead and call the roll?
All right. Bob Letterer?
No.
Alan Minsky?
Yes.
Don White?
Pass.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Reese Allen will say yes. Sandy Wyman?
Pass.
Ken Freeland?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Rip Robin?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Pass.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Thank you. Sarv Randhawa?
Yes.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
No.
No. Mary Berg?
No.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Patty Heffley? Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Ray LaForest? Ray?
I said yes.
Yes, okay. Going to the passes now. That is Don White.
Yes.
And Sandy Wyman.
Yes.
And A.C. Bird.
Yes.
I believe, as people have pointed out, we also need the CFO to present us with the financial impact of this. So we're aware. I just want to point out to the board that I believe the board has just approved a measure whereby any board member can ask counsel any question at any time without restriction. And while I was not going to participate in debate before it happened, I'm very concerned about the financial impact.
Dave?
Yes?
Point of order, we still have to vote on whether referring this to the Corporate Counsel Committee?
Correct. We do still have, now we vote on whether or not to refer the question of an updated policy to the Corporate Counsel Committee.
Mr. Chairman, somebody has to mute that.
If somebody can turn off their TV.
Yeah.
Mute.
If you're watching TV, I know it's more interesting than this, but you've got to mute yourself.
Point of information.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, if there is a financial impact, wouldn't it have been a responsibility for you to call this to our attention since we're voting on something that none of us can see?
The motion was quite clear and quite clearly read. Given the way previous motions have been entertained without the financial impact before it, I felt that it was inappropriate to demand that for us to consider this. What we have been, our existing practice has been that we request the financial impact after we've done it. The question of whether or not the thing can be implemented until we have that is an interesting question. We have not been consistent in our practice, and therefore I did not feel it was appropriate for me to impose that on the body. Although I do think it is exceedingly foolhardy what was just done. In any
point
case,
of order.
Yes, sir.
The chair is adventuring an opinion on a matter that's still before the board.
No, it is not before the board. Roberts defines a pending question as one that's on the floor.
It is on the floor, Mr. Chair. We haven't voted on it yet.
That's not the case. We have voted on it.
We just did.
Nope.
Can we call the vote, please?
Yeah, now this is a question of whether or not we are going to refer the remaining matter to
a point of order.
Council committee. Yes.
Yeah, inasmuch as the chair has chosen to refer to the decision of the board as foolhardy, the reason I'm not so sure it was foolhardy is that I voted for it because it channels questions to counsel through the board and the chair.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
I think maybe calling decisions by the board foolhardy may be questionable as well.
You know what? Ken is actually right, and so I think I need to, having participated in this discussion, I need to yield the chair because technically he is.
Because there was a reason why I voted for that, because I thought there were checks and balances there.
point of order.
I'll call Mary Bird. The vote, please.
Yeah, the vote has been called, but I'm going to yield the chair.
May I have a point of information from someone first?
Sarf, will you please assume the chair?
Okay, thank you. And where are we?
We're going to vote on referring to corporate counsel committee.
Yeah, okay.
I had a point of information.
All right, Mary, what's the point of information? Ken, how much time is left on this item?
We're done. We're at voting. We're voting.
Is it possible to make a motion?
Teresa, could you take a vote on it?
Okay,
whose motion is this?
Lydia's.
Lydia Brisson to refer to the corporate counsel committee?
Yes.
And
the issue of a process for communicating with counsel.
Process for communicating with counsel.
Great.
All right. We'll start with Alan Minsky.
I'll pass.
Don White?
Yes.
Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Therese Allen, Sandy Wyman.
This is Ray again. What are we voting now on?
Lydia Brisson's motion to refer this to refer the process for communication with counsel to the
corporate counsel committee.
I'm going to make a point of order before that. Is that too late?
You could pass.
What is, say that again?
No.
What?
I'd like to ask that we reconsider the vote that we just took.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Ray.
I move that we consider.
We're in the middle of a vote, right?
We're voting again, Ray.
Okay.
We're on the next item. So go ahead, yes or no?
Talking to me?
Yes.
No, I vote no.
Ken Freeland?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Rip Robbins?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Bob Robinson?
Yes.
Gar Randhawa? I'm sorry, Gar. Rosalinda Palacio?
Yes.
Mary Bird?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Foolishly, yes.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
No.
No. Bob Letterer?
Yes.
David Adelson?
Abstain.
I'm sorry, abstain?
I abstain.
Alan Minsky?
Abstain.
All right, passes.
All right. And
I don't think you called me.
Who did I not call? Sandy votes yes. Who?
Sandy votes yes.
I thought you said no. I'm so sorry. Yes. Okay. So that's 14 to 1.
All right. The motion passes. And the matter is referred to the corporate counsel.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
In regard to the FSRN negotiating task force vote,
yes.
Could I
think I should take the chair back.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a different matter. Go ahead.
Point of information from Mary Bird, please, is a question I've tried to ask.
Yes.
Is there a possibility of moving that this issue not be implemented? We voted that we would have this interim procedure, but can we vote to not implement it until we get the financial impact? Can I make that motion?
My view is that the item was closed for discussion.
Point of order?
Yes.
As I understand it, any member could make a motion to amend the agenda immediately to allow for, let's say, 5 minutes of discussion on Mary's motion.
That's correct.
So, I guess I so move.
Okay.
What is Mary's motion?
Mary's motion is to, before we do that, do we want to extend time to consider a motion on the issue we just
addressed? You moved to add 5 minutes. I'll second that.
I seconded it already.
Okay.
Is there any objection?
Objection.
Yeah.
A point of order, actually.
I'll yield the chair if it passes. Don't worry. Is that your point of order?
No.
Okay, what's your point of order?
The point of order is that the item was closed, so you can't add time to it.
That's a good point to amend the agenda, then, I suppose. It's still the right of the body, whatever the language is, to consider an item. So it's a motion to add time to the agenda to be able to consider the amendment to the previous question that we just adopted.
I move to add.
Okay. Really, somebody is having labored breathing, and it would help if they could hit pound one to mute themselves. In any case, there's been an objection to extending time. Is there any other objection from any other member? In the interest of time, we won't call the roll. I'm going to yield the chair then again to Sarv, since I've spoken on the matter and expressed my opinion.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, what is the motion?
Could you please repeat your motion, Mary?
Yes. My motion is that we not implement the interim procedure until we learn from the CFO what the financial impact will be.
And it was seconded by?
I'll second that.
Point of information.
Ken Freeland on the stack, please.
Yes, Dave.
So is the intent that we would address this at our at the PMB meeting in New York?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yeah, Ken Freeland on the stack, please.
Yes,
I've asked questions.
And this is
okay.
Lydia.
Okay. Go ahead, Ken. And how much is the time we are allotted for it?
Five minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, so I have to...
Okay, thank you all. The idea of having an attorney that we can never access, that we keep postponing the idea of being able to access, is kind of outrageous. I mean, it's important to consider financial impact, but the financial impact of paying for services that we're not even permitted to use is even more outrageous. So I think... the interim solution that we arrived at, I profoundly disagree with the chair's ventured opinion that it was a foolhardy act. It was, in fact, a compromise act, and I believe that it will serve in the interim until the committee can propose something more permanent. But it will give at least some leeway for the board to be able to access its counsel. Otherwise, we have none. We have nothing in place to allow us to access counsel. And that's an outrage if we're going to be paying the amount that we're going to be paying is some $2,400 a month or whatever it is.
Thank you. Next
May
speaker.
I speak, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
And sorry if you put me on the stack.
Sure.
Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave.
My apologies to anybody. I didn't mean to call anybody personally foolish. But the problem is that the motion has a channel, but it doesn't make any restriction. And I don't believe the corporate counsel is there to advise any board member on any question they may have. I even think that the three-member threshold is too low, and that if you consider just the amount of stuff that's come before us or the way we conduct our meetings, I'm just very concerned that we will spend a lot of money with inquiries to the attorney. Now, there may be some way to limit it, but the motion provides no limitation on it. And so it's for that reason that I'm really concerned about the financial impact of it. That's my view, and I really feel that there should be some manner, which is not included in there, to limit the expense that is going to be incurred if a large number of board members individually want to ask questions of the of our corporate counsel, who is there to advise the foundation, is not the personal attorney of directors.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, as the maker of the motion, may I speak to you?
And Sarv, don't forget me. This is
okay. Mary, could we give you a last-minute word there if Lydia can go ahead and make it?
Okay.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. So, first of all, I don't know. You know, my experiences with Dan in the past was if I asked a question, it was, you know, I'd get a paragraph that would take a couple of minutes to write, and I'd get it back. So, but I don't see how the CFO could come up with a financial impact. It could be anything from zero to you know, practically nothing to exorbitant. I mean, the main thing is that the Corporate Council Committee met very effectively and efficiently. Greg was really good about just calling a meeting, setting the date. We'd meet, get something done, and it only has that one issue to deal with. I expect that we're going to come up with something more reasonable in short order. I do not believe that we're going to have 24 members, but more than that, there's no way to develop a financial impact in relation to this until there's been a practice of it. And we don't know whether it's just going to be one member or several members. Of course, this is why I didn't propose a motion tonight, because I do think that you need to have something more added to it. My something more would be more along the lines of asking Dan if it's going to, if he's asked a question by any three members that he believes is going to require research or any a cost above an amount that we set. You know, those kinds of issues, I think, the Corporate Council Committee. But in the interim, I think that we would be negligent if we would not permit some access to counsel. I mean, I think people are going to do it anyway. So I just strongly support the interim, and I'm sure that this other committee will move very expeditiously, keeping the cost in mind.
We are at time.
We are at time.
Yes, I needed to speak. You said that I could speak to this as
the
maker.
I think I'll give Nick of the motion a minute and a half with your consent. And then
we have not had a corporate... We have existed for some time without any corporate counsel, so denying access to one that we have been denied access to one all the months and that we haven't had one. So I don't think 2 weeks is going to be an undue hardship, as no one objected to not having a counsel before we actually had hired one. And the financial impact could be enormous. We haven't, excuse me, may I please finish my 1.5 minutes?
Who's that?
I would just like to finish what I'm saying.
Go, please.
And I would really think we could wait until the New York meeting. It's a matter of 2 weeks. I don't see that board members have to rush and consult counsel about anything they feel like in the next 2 weeks. We will have a policy by then. All I'm asking, if the CFO can't implement it, if the CFO is at liberty to say how he can determine the financial impact, that's something at the discretion of the CFO. My motion only says that we should involve the CFO to give an opinion on and to give data, such as he can, on a financial impact. I think it would be really, really fiscally irresponsible not to do that.
Thank you, Mary. Okay, we are time, so
all right.
Take a vote.
Ready? Okay, this is Mary Berg's motion to not implement until there's a financial impact. Don White? Don White? Lydia Brazon?
No.
Teresa Allen, yes. Sandy Wyman?
Yes.
Ken Freeland?
No.
Deb Shapto?
Yes.
Rip Robin? Rip?
Yes.
And A.C. Byrd?
No.
Bob Robinson?
Hell no.
Sarv Randhawa?
He's chair.
I'm sorry, Sarv is chairing. Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Yes.
Mary Berg?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Rob's answer, no.
Patty Heffley? Patty Heffley.
Hello? No. No.
Ray LaForest?
Pass.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
David Adelson?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
Yes.
Don White? Don White, where are you? Okay, not taking Don White then. Rosalinda Palacios.
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
I vote yes, too.
All right. Motion passes. 1, 2, 3. 10 yes. 6 no.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.
May I please explain the situation involving the Free Speech Radio News vote?
Dave.
I'll take over. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
As a secretary, it's been...
Point of order?
Yes, Ken.
Mr. Chair, I don't think you should be taking over. We're now reconsidering the question that you were sitting apart from and that you spurred the reconsideration of, so I don't think you should be resuming the chair, do you?
It's not my understanding what's happening. My understanding is we've asked to not implement it, and now we're moving on to the FSR.
Mr. Chair, we've just agreed to reconsider the question.
No. That was not the motion.
Well, what was it then?
The motion was by Mary Berg not to implement until we have a financial impact.
From the CFO.
Then that's actually an amendment.
Whatever it is, no.
It's a rescinding. It's a rescinding of the original motion.
Point of
order. Requires a two-thirds vote.
Point of order.
Not in the same meeting.
No, not in the same meeting.
This is not what we did.
He's right that it's effectively a recension, but it doesn't require a two-thirds.
Yes, it does. The same meeting.
You're confusing it
with reconsideration, Dave. Reconsideration.
Say it louder.
Excuse me. I am going to look it up, and while I do that, Mary, will you? Teresa, will you please talk about the FSR.
Talking about the Free Speech Radio team. Okay. Do we want to release Attorney Siegel at this point?
Yes, please.
So Dan? He can leave.
Dan, are you still here?
Am I here? Yeah.
Can we get off the clock?
Huh?
Can we get off the clock now? You're welcome to stay if you enjoy this kind of thing.
Actually, I'm happy to say goodnight.
Okay.
Good night, Dan.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Dan.
Good night, Dan.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. This is the situation. As a secretary, I've been in I've been torn about this situation. We told people on a call, and I think everybody was on the call at the time, that I was sending out email ballots, and that you could return them by email or you could mail them back. Then I found out that RIP and Ebon were not on the listserv, so they or the list, the PNB at Pacifica.org, so they did not get the ballot. Nobody else called me to say that we didn't have the ballot, but I feel somewhat compelled to give RIP and Ebon an opportunity to vote. But when I put out the call and said, can I send out the votes to these people, I did receive one person, a call from that person saying, I didn't get my ballot either. So I only have 8 out of 22 potential ballots. My question is, do we just take the vote as is, or do we give everyone on the LSB an opportunity to perhaps send in an email vote so we could quickly get a decision on this vote? So that, I mean, there are actually 3 options. We could let only RIP and Ebon vote because I know that they were not included in getting a ballot because our webmaster admitted that there was a problem. Second option is let everyone who has not voted immediately. I could send out an email, and if for some reason you did not get the email, you could call me, and we would just keep pounding emails to you until you had a ballot, an opportunity to vote. The other option is just announce the winners that we have right now, because I've already counted them with witnesses. So those are the choices, and I'm tempted to say I would be happy if you wanted to to call everyone and send out an email and let everyone vote by email, so by tomorrow we would have a tally.
Can anyone speak to that?
Yeah.
as a person who sent a ballot, but Teresa, did you ever get my ballot?
No, I never did.
I sent one by mail, and I effectively did not get to vote because no ballot. She did
Teresa,
not get
you got
the
mine?
Ballot. So I would prefer to have the option where you call everyone. And 8 out of 22 seems that's not very representative.
David
so I would be in favor of calling people and having them vote by email if they chose.
They're
putting,
you
know, putting out the word.
Is that Alan I was hearing?
Yes. Teresa, as Teresa knows, I didn't get the ballot at one point either, so I called her and asked about it.
Correction, you did get the ballot, I just didn't get your vote.
Right, that's correct. You called me for another reason. I asked if you got my ballot, and she hadn't. So in exchange between me and Teresa, there was something wrong again. And given Mary's testimony, I would have to think that I think we should feel compelled to do the most democratic thing and allow everyone to vote again, because clearly if Mary also was out of the loop, she tried to vote, but it wasn't counted. This might have happened with other people. And we don't have the full board here anymore anyway on this call. So we don't know how often that's happened.
Mr. Chair, could I make a proposal then?
Go ahead.
I move that we allow every one of the PNB people to vote by, let's say, midnight on Wednesday. Anyone that's not on this call, I will call them and ask that they submit a vote, and that we only take votes by email so that we'll have this decision by Thursday morning.
Is there a second?
I second.
I have a question. Sorry, I had to leave for a second. So are you going to send us everybody an email, though, just so we're clear?
I will send everyone another email ballot.
Thank you.
And I will call everyone that's not on this call. And on the email ballot, it says, you're welcome to call me. If you don't hear back from me to say that I have your ballot, you're welcome to call me and say, do you have my ballot?
Okay.
Which is what Alan Minsky did. Is that clear?
Yes.
All right. And so, you know, if for any reason you don't get your email today or tomorrow if you're on the West Coast, then call me and we will keep sending it until you get a ballot.
Okay, I found the when we're ready, I found the rule about reconsideration in a session. But let's finish with this first. Can we take it to a vote?
Yeah.
Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, it's adopted. The reconsideration on page 309 requires only a majority vote, regardless of the vote necessary to adopt the motion.
Yeah.
So it requires only a majority vote.
But then what does the reconsideration mean? It means that we reconsider the question, right? Then it can be perfected.
You know, I'm just going to rule that the intent of the body is clear on this and that a majority is in favor of postponing implementation. Is there an appeal? Hearing none, that's the disposition of it.
Move that we adjourn.
There's a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
I second.
Second.
Is there any objection? We'll see you all in New York.
Thank you.
Yes, sir? Yes, AC?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Greg a question. He was raising an issue earlier, just seeking general advice on the program in tomorrow. Is that something that we can discuss? Or is that?
Oh, you're talking about Thursday.
Well,
it's getting kind of late. I was just sort of taking a straw poll on how people felt about that, and it's a complicated issue, and I really don't think that now's a great time for it.
I'd love
to talk to you about it some other time in daylight.
May I please ask a question quickly? I don't know what hotel the meeting is at, so I don't know what airport to come in at, so how can... just
sent an email out tonight to everybody on the board. You should have gotten it as well.
You did?
It's the Eastside Marriott and in Manhattan. Okay. And I sent it to everybody on the list.
Yeah, I don't have that, but maybe
if you I will send it again. I will.
Okay.
Did you receive it, Teresa?
I received the one from Donna Gates.
I sent something out just this evening. You didn't get that?
I did not look, frankly.
Okay. Yes, that's what I sent out again, what Donna Gates sent a week ago.
Okay.
I will send out the ballot, and I will also send out the Donna Gates information.
That'd
so
be
you'll
great.
Have it from two sources.
That'd be wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
sure.
you all.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Night, everyone.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
You.
Thank you. Yep.